This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, don't forget that at any time during the show, you can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or you can visit our website at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're at the website, don't forget to check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our past episodes. And on the radio show page, you can subscribe to our program on your favorite podcast channel. Now, here is a show-stopping fact for you. According to the Century Foundation, an independent think tank, as of June 2022, nearly 9 out of 10 people 65 or older were receiving Social Security benefits. And that's not all, because a Congressional Research Services analysis determined that more than half of people 65 or older didn't have any pension income as of 2017. So what do those insights really tell us? They tell us that Social Security remains the single most important retirement income source for many Americans. Now, accordingly, most people should retire with a strategy that maximizes their Social Security benefit that they've worked so hard for. We like to call it the harnessing the power of Social Security. Now, the concept behind harnessing the power of Social Security is really simple, and it recognizes that many Americans are concerned about not having enough money to see them through their entire retirement. So it sets out to answer critical questions like, when should I file, or should I work past my full retirement age to get a larger monthly payment when I do file? Essentially, harnessing the power of Social Security means fully preparing yourself for retirement. But before we begin harnessing the power of your Social Security, let's make sure to introduce everyone here with us today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
Cole, I am great. Thanks for asking. Great to be here with you. And Sue, this is going to be a great show. I know that so many people out there want to know what they should do about their Social Security and don't want to make a mistake. So I know anytime we do a show on Social Security, it's our most popular show. We get a lot of calls. So I encourage our listeners out there to give Sue and Cole a call if you have any questions or want to maximize your Social Security. I know that you're offering a report today to our listeners that you'll run for them. We'll talk about that in a bit, but otherwise, I've had a great week. I've been doing a lot of traveling. Just got back from Chicago, where I set up a podcast studio for a client, and that went well. And a mutual friend of ours, Rob Curvin, you guys know Rob.
Yeah.
I set up a podcast studio for him, and he's very happy. I love Chicago. I like going down there to that area.
It's a fun city.
Yeah, Naperville. A lot of great food.
Yeah,
a lot of great music. I love Chicago. But other than that, I've been okay. Sue, what have you been up to?
Oh, just busy, Tony, as usual. We've had significantly warm weather here, which has been just phenomenal.
Yeah, we're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's like spring here. But, you know, other than that, just busy at work and busy all the time.
Yeah, the weather has been amazing, hasn't it?
It's
record highs.
Crazy.
Unless you're a snowmobiler.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I do feel sorry for the people that
not
like all the winter
sports. Not too good for that right now. But yeah, amazingly warm temps. Record highs. And I know that in Stillwater, Minnesota, where I live, we've had 3 days of record highs in a row. All-time highs for this time of year.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Right. It's been a crazy winter this year, that's for sure.
So, Cole, what have you been doing? Besides, I know you've been working hard. Anything else?
Yes. Well, it is our busiest time of the year. You know, I always say the last quarter and the first quarter are the busiest in our office typically because, of course, year-end, everybody's getting their Medicare and health insurance squared away and doing all their year-end tax planning. And now, of course, we're in the throes of tax season. So, of course, our waiting room out in our office looks like a little bit of a revolving door with people in in and out with their tax return documents and all of those things, getting their taxes filed here at our office. So it's a busy time of year, but we enjoy being busy. It, of course, keeps us moving forward and gives us the confidence that we are helping clients every day accomplish their financial goals.
Yeah, and you have an in-house CPA there, correct?
That does taxes. We've got Carl. He's an enrolled agent, so he does tax filing for our clients. And then we've also got Michelle, who's our accounting assistant that helps with processing returns and doing all of those types of things. So, yes, we do have our in-house tax services provided by Legacy Tax Solutions here.
Excellent. That's awesome. I just wanted to remind our listeners of that before we jump in. And speaking of jumping in, Sue, this is a good topic. Obviously, I love this one. Harnessing the power of Social Security that's a great phrase. I mean, it's attention grabbing and it's simple, but it's exactly what the concept is trying to do. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are eager for more good Social Security information.
Yes, that is true, Tony. And when it does come to truly harnessing the power of Social Security, there are four essential elements to note. First, according to the Social Security Administration, your Social Security tally begins climbing from the first moment you pay into the system. Now, each paycheck is subject to a Social Security tax that is currently 12.4% of your salary. Now, of that, you pay 6.2% and your employer pays 6.2%. Now, you pay that tax on all the money you make up to the 2024 cap of $168,600. Now, in 2024, every $1,730 that you earn provides you with one Social Security credit, and you can receive up to four credits if you make at least $6,920. Now, you are eligible for benefits once you've earned 40 credits.
So, but isn't the Social Security credits we earn during our first jobs, like when we're a teenager or in college, they're basically canceled out later by higher paying jobs? Isn't that right?
That's typically right, Tony. The fact that your Social Security benefit grows as your salary increases during your career is the second element of harnessing the power of Social Security. Now, while you become eligible to receive Social Security after working for as little as one decade, the amount you receive each month is determined during a much longer period of time. Now, more to that point, your benefit amount is actually calculated by using your highest 35 years of earning. Now, if you worked fewer than 35 years, those non-working years are calculated as zeros. So the longer you work and the bigger your salary, the better it is for your eventual Social Security payment.
Yeah. So what that tells me is, hey, if you want to harness the power of Social Security, be bold when it comes to asking for a raise or finding a job that pays better. I mean, be your own best advocate and know your worth.
That's right, Tony. And the third piece of harnessing the power of Social Security is that while you're eligible to receive benefits when you turn 62, that's quite a bit sooner than what the Social Security Administration classifies as your full retirement age. Now, the full retirement age, or FRA, is the age when you're eligible to receive 100% of your primary insurance amount. Now, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. And if you were born in 1955, it's 66 and 2 months. Now, after that, the full retirement age rises in 2 month increments to 66 and 10 months for people born in 1959. Now, the full retirement age is currently 67 for everyone born in 1960 or later. So for each month that you put off filing for Social Security, the amount that you'll eventually receive rises. So if you say so long to your career at 62, you may receive 70% of your primary insurance amount. But if you clock out for the final time when you're at your full retirement age, you'll receive 100%. And if you wait even longer, you may receive an additional 8% for each year up to age 70.
Yeah, and I know you've both mentioned on previous shows, hey, if you enjoy your job, and your colleagues, the people you work with, your coworkers, there may be an economic benefit to working until you're 70. I know a lot of people who are doing that now. Of course, health and circumstances have to permit that.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. Now, the fourth and final component of harnessing the power of your Social Security is determining your when, which simply means choosing the filing age that best fits your financial strategy. Is it 62? Is it your full retirement age, or maybe age 70? Now, the first thing that you need to determine is how much you need the money. If you don't need the money to meet your needs, at least right now, it might be beneficial to wait until later. Now, it's important to also remember that once you file, you are locked in. That means your monthly payment will probably only increase when there's a cost of living or COLA adjustment. Now, COLA increases are linked to the Consumer Price Index, and they don't necessarily rise every single year. In fact, in 2022, the COLA went up by 5.9%, and in 2023, it went up by 8.7%, mainly because of inflation. Now, 2024's COLA increase is only 3.2%. But just 8 years ago, in 2016, there was no COLA increase.
Wow. Yeah, it's hard to imagine no COLA increase and as much inflation as we've had. I'm glad that we've had a couple of bigger increases. Now, we should probably take a quick break here. Do you have anything else you want to add before the break, Cole?
Well, just a reminder for our listeners that they can reach out to us by calling 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website at retirewithbushka.com. And of course, we can discuss their personal strategies for harnessing the power of Social Security.
Well, thanks, Sue and Cole. Listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole right after this.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. And I think this topic is great. You've been talking about harnessing the power of Social Security, which is something I know you talk about with your clients. And it's about taking the necessary measures to ensure that you maximize your monthly Social Security payment. There is a lot of money that people leave on the table when it comes to their Social Security if they don't utilize the right strategies. And you've given us some useful information to help our listeners today. Sue, what do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, the next critical component of harnessing the power of Social Security is understanding the benefits available to spouses, ex-spouses, and widows and widowers. Now, let's begin by examining spouses. If you're married and you are at least 62, you may qualify for Social Security via spousal benefits. Now, when your working spouse files for Social Security and begins receiving payments, you may also qualify to file and begin collecting as much as half of your working spouse's primary insurance amount. But you should note that if you begin receiving Social Security prior to your full retirement age, your benefits may be reduced.
Well, and that's not good. If the spousal benefit is something you think is going to be a good fit for your financial strategy, it's another good reason to work with a financial services professional if you're not already.
Well, that's exactly right, Tony. We couldn't agree with that more. Now, next, let's take a look at possible benefits for ex-spouses. If you were married for at least 10 years before getting divorced and haven't yet remarried, and the benefit you'd receive based on your own work record is less than the benefit that you'd get based on your ex-spouse's work record, you may qualify to receive spousal benefits based on your ex-spouse's work record. But again, while you may file for Social Security spousal benefits as soon as at age 62, doing so will lead to a smaller monthly benefit amount.
Yeah, and that's important to remember. And I recently read about something called restricted application. Sue, what do you know about that one?
Well, if you qualify, you may file a restricted application that permits you to file for benefits based on the work history of your spouse or ex-spouses while your benefit continues to grow. Now, to qualify, you must have reached your full retirement age and have been born before January 1st, 1954. Now, while that means many of you listening today won't qualify for a restricted application, those of you who do may want to discuss it with your financial services professional.
Well, and that's helpful because that brings us benefits for widows and widowers, right? Next.
Absolutely, Tony. Good point. If you were married for a minimum of 10 years and your spouse or ex-spouse has died, you may be eligible for survivor benefits. Now, for these benefits, you can apply as soon as age 60 or 50 if you're disabled. But if you do so before you reach your full retirement age, your benefit will be smaller. But if you wait until your full retirement age to begin receiving survivor benefits, you'll get 100% of the benefit. Now, you should also note that there isn't any incentive to wait longer than your full retirement age to begin receiving survivor benefits. Beyond your deceased spouse's or ex-spouse's primary insurance amount, other factors used to calculate your survivor benefit include the date of death, whether your deceased spouse or ex-spouse filed for benefits, and if they did so before they hit their full retirement age.
Okay, so I think that's interesting. How does it work during retirement? How does working during retirement, I should say, affect somebody's ability to increase their Social Security, or how does it affect their Social Security payment if they work during retirement?
Well, Tony, at our office, we're hearing from more older clients that they'd prefer to work a bit after they've retired from their main career. Now, usually that choice is born of a desire to remain active and engaged than out of a need for additional income. Now, if you continue working after you've started receiving Social Security, you should consider that additional income may come with potentially negative consequences. Now, between ages 62 and your full retirement age, some of your Social Security payments may be withheld if you make too much money via a part-time job. Now, in 2024, if you earn more than $22,322, the government may withhold $1 for every $2 you make over that limit. Now, that calculation does change on January 1st of the year in which you reach your full retirement age. So from January 1st through the remaining of the month in which you hit full retirement age, the government will keep $1 for every $3 you make over $59,520. So when the month that you reach your full retirement age begins, there's no longer a limit on the amount of income that you may earn. Therefore, you may be able to maximize your earnings without the possibility of some of your Social Security payments being withheld.
Well, yeah, and you want to ensure that you're not working enough that some of that Social Security payment is withheld. That strikes me as another reason you have to factor that into an overall financial strategy and work with a financial professional.
Absolutely, Tony. Now, let's look a little deeper at Social Security's taxation numbers. Retired married couples filing a joint federal tax return with provisional income that's less than $32,000 won't see any of their Social Security taxed on the federal level. However, if that same couple has provisional income of between $32,000 and $44,000, as much as 50% of their Social Security is potentially subject to federal taxes. And lastly, if that couple has provisional income greater than $44,000, up to 85% of their Social Security benefit may be taxed by the federal government.
Wow. Okay. And that doesn't sound good to me.
No, it doesn't sound good to most people.
Yeah, I wish Social Security wasn't taxed at all. But what do the tax numbers then look like for a single retired person, Sue?
Well, a retired person who's single with a provisional income less than $25,000 won't be hit with any federal taxes on their benefit. But if they have a provisional income between $25,000 and $34,000, up to 50% of their Social Security payment may be federally taxed. And if that single person has provisional income north of $34,000, as much as 85% of their benefit may be taxable.
Sue and Cole, we've had a great conversation today so far about how you can harness the power of Social Security, and I'm excited to hear what's next.
Well, Tony, for me, a significant part of harnessing the power of Social Security is understanding how the program may look one or two decades from now. Now, if I had a dollar for every time a client asked us, will Social Security really be there for me when it's time to retire? I might already be retired myself. There was an Investopedia article entitled, What Will Social Security Look Like When You Retire? And it presents some information that I think will help us discuss this very point. First, it addresses Social Security's future. Now, according to the article, the Social Security Administration's 2023 Trustees Report predicts that the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund, or OASI, which pays out benefits, will run out of money by around 2033. And if that happens, the program won't have any cash reserves, and anticipated receipts will only cover roughly 77% of scheduled benefits. So at the close of 2022, Social Security's surplus was $2.81 trillion. Now, due mainly to contributions from the huge baby boomer generation. But as members of that generation retire, benefit outlays are increasing while fewer people are contributing to the payroll tax that supports current Social Security recipients.
Here's another truth. Social Security is dying.
I just love the gravitas of that voice.
I know, right?
Sad but true. True.
Well, we've been in this situation before, though, and they always make changes to shore it up. And I've come across these numbers before, and I do get a sinking feeling, Cole.
Well, with good reason, Tony. I mean, certainly changes must be made to Social Security, and many possible solutions have already been discussed. The Social Security Administration often provides estimates about what specific proposals would mean for Social Security's bottom line. Ultimately, what Social Security looks like in 2023 and beyond is up to Congress. Now, historically, lawmakers have increased payroll tax rates and less often have chosen to increase the retirement age for benefit eligibility to keep the program in the black.
Okay. That makes sense. Hypothetically, if benefits are reduced in the future to keep Social Security solvent, who would most likely feel the pinch, Sue?
Well, Tony, a development as serious as a reduction in benefits may have profoundly negative consequences for a lot of Americans. Right now, Social Security keeps slightly more than 15 million people who are 65 and older out of poverty. Now, the size of the benefits reduction that would be necessary to balance current outlays and receipts in the year Social Security runs dry would likely have a devastating impact on those living just above the poverty line. And the consequences for those already living in poverty would also be dire. The Social Security Administration estimates that the poverty rate for beneficiaries who are 60 and older would increase from 4.5% in 2034 to 7.4% in 2035 if a benefits cut were to occur. Please be aware, though, that the numbers I just referenced are from the 2021 with a later prediction of when Social Security would be entirely depleted. But the key point here is that the poverty rate for older Americans would almost certainly rise if benefits were cut. Ultimately, future Social Security recipients would see benefit cuts, and younger and high-income people would likely end up with higher taxes as part of a potential solution.
Sure, and I think that's where they're going to go. I think, you know, right now they can only tax up to so much of your income, take Social Security tax, and then they stop. I think they're going to raise that number. I think it's, what, $138,000 or something. But that number is going to go up. More of your higher earners are going to pay more into the system to keep it solvent. And maybe I've heard, you know, they might raise the full retirement age again since people are living longer. But those numbers do suggest to me that for a lot of people out there, harnessing the power of Social Security is especially important because it may be their only source of retirement income or a big part of it.
That's right, Tony. Now, unfortunately, many Americans do retire with only Social Security as their most reliable source of income. Now, as I'm sure comes as no surprise, that can make retirement very difficult. Now, in my professional experience, Social Security isn't going to be sufficient for many people to maintain their ideal lifestyle, let alone enjoy the things that make retirement rewarding, like travel and new hobbies. Now, as we tell our clients, retirement is your reward for decades of hard work, careful planning, and financial discipline. So the last thing that you want is for your retirement to come down to surviving rather than thriving. Now, even if Congress manages to come up with a solution that puts Social Security back on a solid long-term trajectory, we'd recommend that people not assume the program is the only retirement strategy they'll need. After all, even now, Social Security barely covers living expenses for many beneficiaries. Consider some of the numbers from the article. According to the Social Security Administration, benefit payments to 66 million Americans came to $1.23 trillion in 2022. And yes, that's a whole bunch of money, but let's dig a little deeper. In 2023, beneficiaries received on average $1,837 a month, while disabled workers averaged $1,486 a month. Now, remember that the poverty line is currently about $1,215 a month for a single person. Now, we emphasize to clients that harnessing the power of Social Security really comes down to two things. One, it means taking every possible step to ensure your monthly payment is as large as possible. And two, recognizing that Social Security likely will not provide enough income to preserve your lifestyle. Therefore, harnessing the power of Social Security is about building a financial strategy that includes Social Security as one income source among many, rather than your only income source.
Right. And that's where it's all at. I think it's really important people maximize their Social Security. And I know you have a maximization report that you can run for our listeners out there. I think we harnessed an excellent show today.
God bless Social Security.
And Cole, is there anything else you have for us before we go today?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder that if our listeners want to get a copy of their personalized Social Security Maximization Report, they can do so by giving us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, schedule that no cost, no obligation consultation at any time. Again, either on the website retirewithbushka.com or calling 715-355-4445 to book in our Wausau or Eau Claire office, or virtually if you prefer.
All right. Well, thank you, Sue and Cole. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.